We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show. Gunner.
What's up, everybody?
Happy Monday morning, and Halloween is among us.
Halloween, everybody.
Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Runner.
And welcome to the Runner and Gunner Show. We are here for you guys to entertain you throughout your traffic, but this is a very special edition of the Runner and Gunner Show because this is the one right before Halloween weekend.
So, everybody out there, do you know what it is to be in the 27 Club?
27
Obviously,
Club.
Obviously, if you're listening to this
what
song,
you
do not.
What kind of club is that? So, is that a strictly a... How much money you got to pay to get in there?
Well, let me tell you what it takes.
What is that?
It takes death.
Whoa. So, you're saying the price is your whole life?
I'm saying that the price is death.
So, the price is... Goodbye at 27, at the lovely, ripe young age of 27, and that's pretty
scary. The price is not good at all.
That is something that I don't want to be part of, and I am not part of, because I am past that club. But you guys out there that are younger than 27, pay close attention, because you don't want to be part of this club. So let's start it off with some...
It is the RNG Halloween,
and we will talk about... The 27 Clubbers. Now, here they come. Who to start off the 27 Club better than himself, the man, Jim Morrison. Everybody knows who Jim Morrison is. If you don't know who Jim Morrison is, you better break on through to the other side. And you better get things together in your mind because you know who this guy is. You better love me two times, baby, tomorrow or twice today. Either way, it's going to be great because Jim Morrison was one of the greatest of all time. Let us know how Jim Morrison died.
I know how he died. So what happened was that Jim Morrison, he got dumped by this chick back in the day. And it broke his little widow emotional heart.
Poor James Morrison.
And he held on to that for years and years, and finally it accumulated into this alcoholic, drugged,
induced
psychopathic
trail that he consisted upon
following.
Poor guy.
Because so this is why he did it.
It created his demise.
Because it was the girl. She broke his heart, and he wrote her a letter. And he said he delivered it while he was crying. He gave her a letter while he was crying. This is true. But
yeah, it's
Jim
so
Morrison,
he was just one
also
of the
sang some very good songs. You know what he's saying? He's saying,
what else did he sing?
Break on through, it's the other side.
Yeah.
Break on through, it's the other. He also sang, and before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have just one more kiss, a kiss.
Because you know that it will be untrue.
Oh, Light My Fire, he also sang. My personal favorite, and nobody knows about this song, is the song that goes, I looked at you, you looked at me, and we're on our way. And we can't behave. But then he also made another song, which is an alternate album, and it's called Birds of Prey. Birds of Prey.
I personally don't know that one, but that's...
Flying high.
He had a unique soul. I heard that. Jim Morrison used to go to the beach in LA. It had to be Venice Beach or something like that, somewhere around Venice Beach area. And he would go to the beach, and that's where he found peace at the times before he was actually 27. So this had to be in his early 20s. So he would go to the beach and he would write his lyrics there. Most of his hits were actually written on the beach. So that's where he would find his peace. Wow. And find his soul, which is a great place. So everybody, during the wintertime, go to the beach and find your souls and wear something really warm because it gets cold. And don't go out there tonight because there's ghouls and demons and bees.
Oh, yeah. And you know what happened? It was the first person to kick off this 27 Club was a man by the name of Brian Jones.
And
he fought for the Rolling Stones. He actually met Mick and Keith, who were two friends. And Brian Jones and Charlie Watts, they used to jam together. And they both met Mick and Keith, and they collaborated, and the four of them became the Rolling Stones.
So he wrote most of the early, or he was not wrote, but he was with the Rolling Stones for most of their early hits.
With them.
Such as?
Under My Thumb.
Under My Thumb.
Satisfaction.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Hey, You Get Off of My Cloud.
Man, great, great songs.
Also, that one song that we talked about a few weeks ago, the one that goes,
what about You Can't Always Get? Nope.
No, that wasn't
it. That was after.
That was after.
But he did a song called Time.
Oh, I got one. Painted Black. Side.
I see a red door. Yep. He also did Painted Black.
Oh, and he did the Come Together
Right Now. But we're not talking about the Beatles because these are the Rolling Stones, and I know they did their version, but I would just like to throw out there that I think I like John Lennon's version a little better. That's all I gotta say. That was a great version that the Rolling Stones did, the second best version of all time, and Brian Jones was actually
Chuck Berry, who one of the actually best. Wrote that song, was actually the third best version of
even though he was the originator and creator. But still,
what an honor to him.
But what about a guy named Jimi Hendrix, which is considered one of the greatest guitarists of all time? Jimi Hendrix actually, man. So Jimi Hendrix was a heavy, heavy partier. But before his heavy partying, he was partying. So he used to play the guitar very, very well. And I think it was kind of a drug-induced type of guitar because he created so many different types of ways to play this electric guitar. He made so much
thousands of ways,
so much production, and so much ways. You know, he opened so many doors for these new guitarists, for these punks, for these 90s, for these 2020s, you know, 1980s, 1970s, and the 60s is when he created it, because he was so talented. He would play the guitar with his teeth, with his feet. He would light the damn guitar on fire. He was a stage presence that no other ever had. But to be this presence, he had to party very, very hard. This guy used to do every kind of drug you can think of, but his favorites were shooting up
heroin
and alcohol,
liquor.
And so he would mix the two and have great nights and, you know, do great music. But one night he just did both of the two, passed out, and he was laying with his neck backwards, which you should never let an alcoholic do.
Friends,
and he the poor guy choked on his vomit, and that's how he died, and rest his soul. And that's just a sad way to go, but that is how it happens.
And then you know who else followed in their footsteps? A lady by the name, a woman by the name of Janis Joplin
was also a heavy partier.
Heroin and liquor,
the great late Jimmy.
And I'm not too certain what happened the night of her death. I just know that it happened at 27.
The same way. Yeah, 27.
And before she sang, I want you to call me, wake up. Give another little piece of your heart now, baby.
Oh.
So she sang that song, in case you don't know who Janis Joplin is.
Janis Joplin.
She didn't sing anything else because she died at 27.
She was going to be one of the greatest of all time.
And if you YouTube her, or YouTube any of these people, you'll see that they did tons of heavy drugs and tons of heavy liquor drinking.
They did a lot of stuff that caused them to pass.
Flash forward, there has been few more people in between, but Kurt Cobain was
Kurt Cobain
the last one that it happened to.
Well, second to last, but we'll talk about that after. But the last legend, as we speak of legends, I mean, some people might not consider Kurt Cobain a legend, but I believe he's up there with the legends. He's not, maybe not as great as these guys, 20 years ago, but he was a freaking legend. I think he was one of the greatest of all time because he was a lead guitarist and a lead vocalist and pretty much led his band.
All those songs you hear on Spotify, great direction. Kurt Cobain started that.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain started everything. He led a way. He created a genre all by himself. You know what I mean? Who else could do that besides a group called The Beatles? We talk about them all the time. They did everything.
But also, Kurt Cobain fused his genre into rock and roll. Yes, and that's why he succeeded the tides of time, because he was playing rock and roll. He wasn't playing alternative rock. He wasn't playing grunge. He was playing rock and roll.
And a known fact is that he was heavily influenced by The Beatles. We do bring up the Beatles often, but we're just saying that they are one of the greatest bands of all time. But how he died is this. He had a great day. No, he didn't have a great day. Actually, he was the opposite of the other people. He was partying in a way to where he wasn't feeling himself in a correct way. He was actually like kind of depressed. You know what I mean?
Heroin.
He was.
I got the lowdown.
He was down and out. Tell us the lowdown, down, low, 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 low.
So this is the lowdown of how heroin kills.
Listen up, children.
Kurt Cobain was a good old boy.
Kurt Cobain was a good old head on his shoulder.
Out of being good and out of being bad, all of a sudden, Kurt Cobain was famous. He made his first rock and roll album with Bleach, with a guitarist that he didn't like. Kicked the guitarist out of his band, and then
goodbye.
Wrote Nevermind, the album. And Nevermind was a crash.
A lot of people's mind was the best album that they ever did, because there were so many hits on that album. A lot of which have hit number one.
So one day,
for example, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Lithium.
Nevermind came out, and there was the Nevermind tour. A woman took Kurt Cobain into the bathroom of a concert they were at. Have you that Kurt Cobain was seeing Tracy Morgan and Tracy Miranda and the lady from Bikini Kill?
And Dick Tracy.
And the lady from Bikini Kill was pushing him around and punking him and making Kurt Cobain feel bad. Broke his heart, if you could say. So, this other woman
put him down.
Took him after his commercial success into the bathroom and shot him up while he was drunk on alcohol.
Shoddy.
With heroin. And he came to Chris Novoselic and said, "Hey, I'd done heroin for the first time." After that, Kurt Cobain started using heroin a lot.
Every day.
And his heroin-infused album, In Utero, came out shortly after.
A cult classic.
But also shortly after that, something bad happened.
What happened, Gunner?
Kurt Cobain started using tons of heroin. And when I say tons,
kilos.
I'm talking every day.
Kilos
for 3 years
heroin.
Straight.
For 3 years. Millions of dollars worth.
And he's since forgotten about his crush from Bikini Kill and started dating a very fast endeavor.
Wait a minute. Are you talking Fast and Furious
I'm talking Billy
fast?
Corgan's girlfriend.
Are you talking Fast and Furious Fast?
Courtney Love.
Oh, whoa. You're talking about 500 miles per hour.
And then he kicked Chris Novoselic out of the band. And then he married Courtney Love. And then he hated Dave Grohl. And then he kicked Dave Grohl out of the band. And then he said, "I love Pearl Jam." And then he overdosed on heroin 16 times.
No.
And every time, Courtney Love was there to give him mouth-to-mouth and revive him from dying. And after that, Kurt Cobain took a shotgun when he was hanging out with some so-called friends deep in some Seattle woods and shot himself in the head. Biggity bam. He did it with his cleat.
We'll never know if he went to heaven or hell.
Some people say,
but he was a classic.
That Courtney Love killed him, but when you're that deep in heroin, it's the heroin that killed you.
Either way,
don't do drugs.
Drugs are horrible.
Don't drink alcohol.
Drugs destroy lives.
Stay clean and sober.
That's the way to go.
And you will be very successful
in life.
Happy Halloween!
Halloween!
Yeah, what's up, everybody? You didn't think that a runner gunner would tell the most ultimate story on Halloween.
Best stories at Halloween that you can hear, and they're strictly on the Runner Gunner Show. That's what we give to you. But we will give you more stories like this
after these commercial breaks.
Everybody, it's Frankie, baby, and I'm just driving my Rolls Royce, rolling along and listening to my own songs.
For only $300,000, you can be the proud owner of a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, baby, I have millions and I could buy whatever Rolls Royce I can enjoy.
Yes, insurance is expensive, but guess what? You have a Rolls Royce and you can go 192 miles an hour in it.
With a cigar in one hand and a martini in the other, I'm driving with my knees on Halloween, enjoying the scene.
If Frank Sinatra is dead, and he even knows that a Rolls Royce is how you live.
Believe a ghost and I'm the host. Frank Sinatra knows, baby.
Rolls Royce.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, we are back, and I'm about to crack.
It is Monday the 25th. And welcome it is to the Halloween show.
Halloween
week.
Special. Remember of the Runner Gunner Show.
The last couple weeks we said to keep a clean week.
Yeah, keep everything clean, and
that is not the time to do it now.
This is the time to start partying down and get ready for Halloween. Get your costumes on.
How do you party, Runner?
Well, what I do is I get a lot of Halloween beers and I gather them up and I put them in the ice chest and I sip them one by one as I'm watching Halloween cartoons and Halloween movies all day, marathoning it all the way from Monday till Halloween, which is on, I believe, Sunday. So Monday through Sunday, I'm watching all the crazy Halloween flicks and enjoying myself a couple sips. How about you? How do you prepare for this Halloween, Gunner?
Oh, yeah. How I do it is I use some very secret costumes like Venom or Spider-Man, and then I
you get ready and go rescue people from that are stranded on the streets.
You know what,
like, how about all those beautiful cats that are sitting at the bus stop and they're dressed up like, hey,
for Halloween? This is what I do for Halloween. I drink a bunch of sips.
Yes.
And I have some sips. And then I ate some bunch of bomb tacos.
Yeah.
And then, bam, I do whatever is there. Like, if we're going rock climbing on Halloween, I'll be like, let's freaking go.
Better paint them like pumpkins.
If we go to some club in Halloween, then, you know, that's how it got to go down.
Better be a club of skeletons.
But, you know, nowadays, it's better just to Uber everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's safer. Uber, people use Uber on Halloween and do not be unsafe, because there are places that are unsafe even inside your computers.
Yeah.
And these places are called the dark web.
Some of these places
you don't want to really visit. Consider to be kind of an urban legend type of thing, and people really aren't sure about this, if it's real or if it's unreal, but just beware of what you're doing on that site and on that and this site, because it's not just one site called the dark web. It's many sites that are connected into each other, and what they do is try and bring evil and Halloween a night every night to your minds. They try to bring evil to your site, and they make you pay tons and tons of money using Bitcoin. So if you want a dead pig's head to arrive at your front door with blood pouring out, the dark web has it.
Dark webs have it.
For only $29.99.
Also, I heard about hamsters. Hundreds of hamsters.
Hamsters.
Dead. Delivered to your door.
How much?
I think it's millions of BTC.
So, sounds like it's worth it. I mean, it depends if you're having a hamster party or a snake party. So if you're inviting a bunch of snakes to your house and you want to eat some dead hamsters.
There's this other dark web site that I saw that if you go to it and type how much money you want.
Yes, indeed.
They will come deliver you that amount of money.
Whoa, everybody wants to know what dark website that is. Yep. I myself would love to know what site
I don't know.
That is.
Wait, doesn't that sound a little creepy?
They deliver you the money for free. So what do you got to pay?
I wonder if the dark web knows who the best villain is.
The best villain ever.
Are we talking Marvel, comic books, or movies? We are going to
try and figure that out.
Talking reality? Real life villains?
Real life villains? There is real life villains. There's too many of them.
Too many Richard Ramirez.
Jeffrey Dahmers. Casey. Too many cannibals. Too many freaking psychos. There's women, there's men, there's children that are freaking crazy.
How does it happen to them? I really don't care.
And then that dumb guy dressed like Joker for the Dark Knight, was it? Way back in...
Oh yeah, five
or something. Remember, he had his hair painted like the Joker, and I heard that some people have lost their damn mind.
In prison now,
he definitely is, and these people lose their minds. See, they don't have the mindset to deal with reality, so they go into their own imaginary world and make their imaginary world dreams come true. Which means that they're actually weak-minded. Yet they let their imagination take over their mind, so they're not strong enough to just say, hey, it was just a fake thing in my brain and I'm just going to let it go. No, they're going to act upon it. They acted upon it and now they're doing time.
It's bogus.
It is. But that's how they make the Halloween show.
It's unbelievable. And let me tell you.
Ted Bundy.
Batman killer. The guy who was shooting people up at the Batman theater.
Yeah, the guy with the crazy hair.
Guess what? He's in prison for life.
Colorado Theater. Yeah, it was Colorado Theater.
And let me tell you what I've heard about that guy. I heard that people in prison love him. If you get my drift. Also, there's more villains than that. Oh, man.
James Holmes.
James Holmes. What is his name?
And he... If you look him up, you could just look at him and tell that he's lost his damn mind. Like, he has no marbles left. And
if you're a prisoner out there and you're listening to this show,
we just
tell James Holmes, yeah, we give him nothing.
No credit for nothing. Because all he did was go home and whack it to Batman.
All he did was whack it to the bat. All right, everybody. If you got best villains out there, why don't you send us your list of best villains? We'll read them next week.
So the fictitious ones were also...
this is actually episode before Halloween.
So let's add some quick ones. The fictitious ones. Darth Vader. Lex Luthor.
Jason.
Freddy.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park.
The best villain, T-Rex.
Oh, the Nazis from Indiana Jones.
All those Nazis from Indiana Jones.
The Nazi girl from Indiana Jones.
The girl who traded on her, betrayed. Got with,
Sean Connery also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was, man, the one when Sean Connery was his father. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Old Man or something like that.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt was a big villain.
Oh, a big villain.
Big, fat. Okay.
But David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
From The Labyrinth.
David Bowie from...
The Labyrinth.
Mick Jagger. Oh, I mean, yeah. The Labyrinth.
Oh, he is David Bowie's biggest villain.
So, yeah, there's a lot of them.
But, you know, I heard that some people like David Bowie better than Mick Jagger.
Well, those people are called bogus.
Those people are called women.
We call them hocus pocus bogus.
And if
because they do not know.
If you're a woman who likes David Bowie better than Mick Jagger, then you get off the hook.
Yeah, but... they're still riding the wrong train, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. But yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think
so.
They're riding. But rest his soul.
He's gone.
We miss you, Bowie. He did some pretty good tracks. He did some good music, and he did some good things with his life.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Cheers to that.
It is Monday the 25th.
Monday the 25th. The Runner and Gunner show.
It's the Runner and Gunner show. That's right. It's the Runner and Gunner show.
Always getting down to it.
Runner and Gunner show.
Yeah.
All right. We got ghosts.
So,
did you ghosts ever see a ghost? In general. I saw a ghost. One time I saw a ghost and he was like, ooh, why don't you give me everything in your room and I will keep it? And I was like, hey, dude, everything in the room?
Yeah, why can't we have one thing?
Especially the mirror. And I was like, the mirror? And so you know what I did? I held out my hand and I slapped the air in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's the way to do it.
That's how I did it.
That's the true story.
And the ghost stopped bothering me.
Yep, that's all you gotta do. You just gotta tell the ghost to go away in your mind and it disappears.
It disappears.
Quickly. It's a quick ghost. Go away.
I held up my hand.
You know, there's so many things out there. There's ghost hunters. There's ghost celebrity stories. There's so many people that actually believe that this is a real thing. So it affects many people out there. And the ghosts are going to haunt you, whether you're sober, drunk, on heroin, on crack, tweaking, shrooms, acid. I mean, they might haunt you at those times. But how about when you realize that they might not be doing it?
But how
and it might all be in your mind.
That with your mind, you can destroy.
But the mind is a really powerful thing, because Einstein knows that we only use 10% of our mind.
10%?
And what if we could open up, say, what if for a few seconds
we could open up 15? From now on, I'm going to use 70% of my mind. Take note that Gunner, for now on, it is 10-25-21. On 10-25-21, Gunner is going to use his 75% of his mind instead of the 10 measly percent that Alfred Einstein said back when he was alive, and he only lived to 52. So what the heck does
Alfred Einstein know?
He doesn't even
eat his
vegetables.
And he never discovered time travel, and he didn't eat his vegetables. And also, Renner's going to use 75% of his mind
from now on.
And that's what we're going to have to do.
Officially dated.
Yep, today is the official date right before Halloween, just to let everybody know that we are ready to use that much percentage of our minds. So you guys out there could continue using 10%.
You're going to do it too, Runner?
Yeah, yes. I'm going to start
Runner
using 75%.
10-25.
Every freaking day.
Start using 75%.
So tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up, and instead of going to the shower, I'm going to float to the shower. So what's going to happen is my body is going to elevate, and I'm going to just float to that shit.
Instead
I'm not
going
even going to turn the handles.
And going out
what's
going to
happen
sip,
is that I'm going to freaking turn the handles with my mind.
I'm going to crack a sip.
Yeah. And instead of getting laid, I'm going to get paid. And, oh, I mean, every day I'm going to use both and do both of those things with my mind and my little lock. But
and I'm going to get paid.
Everywhere that we are going to be the same
former.
To you guys. And we're going to try and inform you guys that the only thing to get better is to be better in life. To use your mind correctly and to use it in non-violent ways is always the way to solve things correctly. If you do things in violent ways, just like Halloween, if you use Halloween in a violent way, you're not going to solve anything in your life.
Hey, we got
it's
one
gonna
more.
It's going to be messed up. So choose
we got
the
one
right
more
direction.
Hump of the day.
Use 75%.
I know. Wait. I know. Depending on what perspective you're looking at, the week the hump is here. But this is the Monday Morning Show.
So
we got a question to ask: who are some celebs that you could think of
that should have been gone,
but
they escaped death? How did they do it?
And I'm telling you,
what did they overcome?
I got how about Mark Hamill from Star Wars? He almost died. He was
in a
car
crash
right after the Star Wars, the first Star Wars movies. He got in a car crash.
Yeah,
Matthew Broderick also got in a car crash.
Wow, got away with it.
Metallica, every member got in a car crash, and Cliff Burton died, but James Hetfield, Lars
Ulrich,
and Kirk Hammack all made it out
without injury free. Isn't that insane?
Well, they had some injuries mentally, but Mick Jagger just had a heart attack,
and he's still
here. He had open heart surgery.
He's doing
his thing. Kevin Smith, the fat guy who wrote The Clerks.
Bill Clinton just escaped death.
Bill Clinton should have died
a few times.
Oh wow!
But he got lucky and still escaped death.
Jennifer Lopez,
J Lo,
she's a hoe.
Her butt escaped death.
Vanilla Ice should have died.
He almost got thrown
Snoop
off.
Snoop Dogg should have died.
Snoop Dogg almost got shot, but
everyone has hope. Everyone could live. You should live.
You should
have
live
some hope.
And live on.
We have hope for you, but now it is
time for the 2 minute rundown. Oh, yeah. So everything that is going on for Halloween, we're going to tell you guys that
Nintendo
Switch OLED is out.
The OLED is out, and it came with the Nintendo Switch Online with the Nintendo 64 and the Sega Genesis and
it's going to only be $49.99, so do not trip on the price.
Don't trip. If you already paid $39.99 for whatever, then $49.99 a year.
Just do a little step up. It's not even bad for a whole year.
$5 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap and pretty good.
So go ahead and buy yourself an OLED if you can find it. And also, we have Halloween coming up.
Halloween coming up.
I know
here
we told
we go.
You guys to relax and that you need to not sip, but now is the time to start sipping.
Now is the time.
Have a little there.
Start,
have a, little
have
here,
a couple, and a
get
couple
ready,
more, and a couple
Halloween,
more.
You're going to sip a bunch, and you don't want to get sick and
remember,
look stupid in front of
there's
going to
be
friends.
A lot of Saturday Halloween parties, so get ready and get dressed up and
Tim
go
Burton
to those.
Tim Burton movies in 5 seconds. What is your favorite Tim Burton movie? Edward Scissorhands is mine. Also,
Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is
I
my
like
number one.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas is cool.
Big Fish I like too. And, you know, that other one that he did, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Part 1 and Part 2.
Batman with Michael Keaton. Great movie.
Pretty good. What's the most violent video game you ever played? Manhunt. Manhunt is the most violent video game. Grand Theft Auto is pretty violent.
GTA San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Number one
yeah,
to me.
You're right.
And Jason. Friday the 13th.
There it is.
The new Friday the 13th.
That one. That's
that
the
one's
most
probably
violent
number
video
one.
Game ever made.
It was great.
What about any car crashes you heard about? Any, James Mansfield? She
James
died
Manfield
in a car
died.
Crash.
Poor
happy
man.
Halloween, everybody.
And
you
I want
are not
going
to die in
a
car crash.
Happy Halloween.
Look ahead of you. You're going to live long. Don't drink so much. It's Halloween. We want you to have a good time, but not get sipped.
And if you do keep drink, we want
road.
You to get
we don't
an
want any car
Uber,
crashes out there.
Or just make sure you have somebody sober driving you so you won't have to get in no accidents.
Happy
so be
Halloween.
Be very careful.
Solid.
Rather than not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show, you are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.